we have to enforce the law. But you don't enforce the law illegally. The law says there should be no light fishing. We agree. Have you gone down to educate the people? And if there is even arrest on the high sea, we expect that it should bring them for the law to take its course. But people are being beaten, people are being brutalized, and if they attack them on the high sea, some of them jump into the sea and they don't survive again. This is what, as a mother, we are calling for, that the minister herself is a member of parliament, and he should know that enforcement of the law doesn't allow brutalization.
The inaction of the minister led to her setting up a task force made up of fishermen, not the security services. She had told the fishermen at a stakeholder meeting that the Navy and the Marine Police unit are corrupt and always get bribed. And so she does not trust them to combat live fishing. And so she empowered a group of fishermen to go onto the seas and act as a vigilante force. And the question I asked the minister is that what training and what welfare package has she put in place for even this task force, if she chooses to put up this task force? Today, as we speak, five of the young men in my constituency who were part of that task force are injured. The question we must ask ourselves is, as a minister of state, what is her responsibility to the people she's overseeing and the fishing community? Is she fighting pear trawling? The greatest threat to Ghana's marine life is not live fishing. The greatest threat is pear trawling by the Chinese. And the minister doesn't have the courage to go up against Chinese, and she's going up against harmless Ghanaian citizens. As members of parliament, we stand by LI 2233. We agree that the law has been passed and that live fishing should not be done. What you need to do is a sensitization process.